Board vacancies and technology were among the topics of conversation when Kingston Selectmen met last night. And joining us this morning with a recap of that meeting is the board's chair, Kimberly Emberg. Selectwoman, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
So as I mentioned, there was a discussion regarding vacancies on numerous boards and committees.
Yes, we appointed two positions last evening, one for capital planning and one for the Memorial Day Parade Committee. So there'll be more coming, I think, as well as vacancies open up and volunteers step up.
That was followed by a discussion regarding work being done by Eversource.
Yes, Eversource is beginning conducting structure replacements in their right-of-way. I'm not sure if you're referring to the announcement that we made, but it's including both the wooden and steel structures. So the work is expected to be completed in December, but they're working on a number of streets, including Deer Run, Pine Hill, Bogview, a number of others. There's actually an announcement on the town's website. So if people want to visit kingstonma.gov, there's the list of streets that will be impacted by that.
The board also had a discussion regarding early voting.
Yes, briefly, just an announcement. So early voting is available for the September 6th state elections, and anyone interested in an early ballot should visit the town's website or they can call the clerk's office.
The board also considered a technology policy.
We did. So we recently underwent a cybersecurity assessment that recommended a technology policy because we didn't have one before. So the IT manager and the HR manager spoke with Labor Council and they drafted the policy. In order to institute that policy, our board had to review and approve that. So that was unanimously supported. Actually, I think everything we reviewed last night received unanimous support, which is why we were done in about 35 minutes, which is pretty out of character for us.
And what were some of the highlights of that policy?
It's more just providing some structure to the use of technology. So who can post on behalf of the town the use of the actual technology. So if you have a laptop, for instance, what that laptop can be used for, that you can't use it during work hours to do non-work things. It's fairly basic, I think, in its structure. It's more that we just didn't have it written down and kind of codified, and this really just solidifies what you are and are not allowed to do in a way that when someone gets hired or someone gets appointed or elected and has access to this technology, they understand what their responsibilities are and what they are allowed to do.
All righty. Well, the next Board of Selectmen meeting will be August 16th at 6 p.m. So thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. I think the next meeting actually is the 23rd.
Oh, okay. Then I stand corrected. So August 23rd.
Hopefully we have a week off.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.